Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Christ. And so amidst the Christmas trees, the candles, certainly in this lovely church, we have this lovely story of Jesus entering into the world. In John's gospel, we have those words. Jesus made his dwelling among us. A family expecting a baby, coming to Bethlehem for the census. Nowhere to stay. Desperate for a room for the night. And they land up in the stable behind the inn. It's that funny old mix, isn't it, of messiness and wonder that make up most of our lives. That intangible yet glorious combination that gives our lives color, sometimes black, sometimes pink, sometimes gray, and sometimes in between. That same night as the shepherds and the angels and the magi all made their way towards Jesus to find the baby, not in a palace, but in a stable, as our own stories over the last few days and the ones that we've just read bear witness to. And yet, that's, of course, where Jesus was born. Why, I wonder, that such an important part of the Christmas story, where Jesus was born, was such a messy place. Well, perhaps because God wanted to show us the kind of God that he is, not wanting everything neat and tidy and boring. Instead, he wants to see us for what we are, stroppy some days, full of laughter other days, but all the time loved by God. I love the shepherds in this story because they simply decide to follow a star. And why not, when the angels have appeared to them and told them to do so? They're not used to sleeping in nice houses with nice duvets and soft pillows. They sleep the animals and not even in a stable. And yet they followed and they went to find the place where the star rested. I wonder if it's possible that God still wants to enter into our lives in that way, as he did for the shepherds. That's perhaps the question we end up asking ourselves. And I think the answer is yes, God wants to call us to follow him, to be those who are guided and comforted and given hope through being followers of Jesus. Or what about the angels who have something to celebrate? We, of course, associate Christmas with a time of celebration, and so we should. It is, in the first instance, a birthday party that everyone's invited to, an opportunity to sing and give glory to God, as we are doing this morning. Or like the Magi, we have something to give. We bring our gifts, our very selves, to God and say, "There you go, God, what can you do with these?" And in that moment of giving, we find that we can become part of a bigger story than perhaps we thought possible. The shepherds dropped everything and followed the star to the stable where Jesus was. The angels proclaimed what Jesus was there to do. The Magi brought their gifts to Jesus and presented them to him. I wonder if it's possible this Christmas for each of us to do the same. In these different characters that we see in this story, there is a wonderful way of seeing how we can relate to God in a new and wonderful way. It doesn't cost anything, but it does take courage and a different way of seeing the world, of putting God first. Low within a manger lies he who built the starry skies. That was the way, of course, Jesus entered the world and grew up and returned to his roots, to the messiness of life, of beggars and broken and dispossessed people, the mix of wonder and mess that he saw beyond and went right to the image of God. And so Jesus entered into this and brought about hope. And I think Jesus is still trying to do that today, to entering into a messy world, a human world, where difficult things happen, like pregnant women not being able to find a place, a bed for the night. And yet also, which brings the shepherds to follow the star, the Magi to find Jesus, and the present and the gifts that are presented as the angels sing. I think the glory of the Christmas message is that within all the messiness of life and all the messiness of the story, the glory breaks through to ordinary lives in ordinary places, like this little corner of the world, that the glory breaks through. And it does so again to this little corner of the world, right here in Calvary. And so this morning, as we come and celebrate the birth of Jesus, let's also celebrate God's invitation to us all to follow him, to be those who present our gifts to him, and also to be those who God calls us to and shows his love to.